Theater lovers will have to wait a little longer for New York City's Broadway shows to restart. Broadway theaters will be closed until at least late May. An exact date for their reopening has yet to be decided. But Broadway producers are now offering to return money for tickets purchased for shows through May 30th. Or theatergoers can exchange their tickets for a show after that date. Charlotte St. Martin is president of the Broadway League, an organization that represents the producers. She said they are working tirelessly with many partners to keep the industry alive when theaters reopen. Actors Equity Association supports the latest delay. The group represents 51,000 theater performers and stage managers. The Broadway League made the difficult decision of putting their workers and theater goers first, the group said. This is a deeply painful time for people who need the arts to make a living, said Mary McCall. She serves as executive director for Actors Equity Association. McCall blamed Broadway's ongoing closure on the federal government's lack of a national plan to fight the coronavirus pandemic. She added that a plan for face coverings and testing could bring the virus under control. Because of COVID-19, Broadway theaters closed on March 12th, ending all productions. The closure of theaters has also caused a delay in the Tony Awards, the yearly awards ceremony for live Broadway theater. The new end-of-May date could affect several shows that had planned to open earlier this year. They include The Music Man, Flying Over Sunset, Caroline or Change, Plaza Suite, American Buffalo, and The Minutes. Within hours of the announcement last week, the musical based on the life of singer Michael Jackson, called MJ, pushed back its performances to September of 2021. The decision by the Broadway League comes less than a month after New York's Metropolitan Opera canceled its performances for the year. This will be the first time the opera company has canceled an entire season of shows in its nearly 140-year history. It plans to reopen in September of next year. In London, producer Cameron McIntosh said his company's productions of Hamilton, The Phantom of the Opera, Mary Poppins, and Les Miserables will not reopen until 2021. The John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington, D.C. has canceled many performances and events through the end of 2020. In Boston, Huntington Theater Company has done the same. Broadway theaters earned $1.8 billion last season. A record 15 million people attended the shows. Producers and labor unions are discussing ways that theaters can reopen safely. I'm Alice Bryant.